Recording there as
yep.
well.
All right, are we ready to roll?
We are.
Commissioner, can you hear us okay still? All right. Well, welcome everyone. Today is January 22nd, and I'll just share it's my birthday today. So
well,
so here
birthday.
I am with all of you. And we are assembled today as the Peace Officer Merit Commission for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. So again, thank you all, and especially those who prepared for today's meeting. Also note for the record, because I know Commissioner Stonebrook, you like to know this, that you know this meeting was noticed up properly according to state statute and requirements. So public notice of this meeting has gone out, and we have a few people present with us in the room today, and it appears that we have others online. So we have one agenda item today, and that is to review and request to approve the 2026 Corrections Sergeant Promotional Exam Plan. And we will, as we typically do, allow for any public comment. So I think it's helpful to maybe talk about the plan first, and if there are questions or clarifications, and anyone present here can address the commission or those presenting today for those clarifications. We would ask if you would please note your name for the record. We do have to keep those records of you know who's present and those participating in the meeting to reflect that in the minutes. So with that, Ms. Lucy, would you like to go ahead and introduce this topic and talk it through further with us?
Yes. So thank you, Commissioner Salazar. So I'll go ahead and share my screen here, and hopefully everyone will. Are you able to see that online? Okay, perfect. All right. So today we are here for the Merit Commission to approve the Corrections Sergeant Promotional Examination Plan. And this is for 2026. And just starting on page 2, and Lieutenant Laughlin will help me scroll to that. There you go. On the second page, we start with the Merit Commission. Commissioner Salazar as our chair, Commissioner Stonebrook as our vice chair, and Commissioner Bertram as a member. As the Merit Administrator is myself, Carita Lucy, Scott Laughlin, Lieutenant Scott Laughlin, Merit Coordinator, and Sergeant Mike Russell, Merit Coordinator, and Lindsay Mosley, Merit Coordinator. The advisory board for this examination is Lieutenant Kevin Swiger. He is with the Corrections Bureau. Sergeant Jared Cobb, also with the Corrections Bureau. Sergeant Emily Sundwall with the Corrections Bureau, and Sergeant Paul Jordan. On the advisory board, we sometimes have an outside evaluator, but not always. But on the evaluation board, we make sure that we have an outside evaluator. So important policy information is listed next. There is a link, and this was emailed out to everyone online, so they're able to access that link. So those are important policies that if you're taking this exam, you'll want to review those and be familiar with those. If there's questions regarding the policies, people can email myself, and I'd be happy to, you know, answer those. Moving on to page 3, we have the minimum qualifications for the test. And the first is merit status. So applicants must have completed a probationary period. Also, merit ratings. These are the performance evaluations. They can't have a combined total of 3 or more does not meet evaluations in the past 2 preceding semi-evaluations. So really, it's annually. So annually, they can't have 3 or more does not meet expectations. Service time will be counted to the first day of the examination, and the first day of the examination is the written policy test, and that is February 25th, 2026, so they must qualify by that date as far as their service time. The service time is they must have a minimum of 5 years service within their current category, and that's the corrections category. And so they must have 5 years as a corrections deputy. Also, they could qualify by having outside public safety credit of 2 years. So if they work for the Department of Corrections or another county jail as a corrections officer or deputy, up to 2 years could be counted. So they could have 3 years service time with the sheriff's office, 2 years outside service credit, and that would meet the 5 year minimum service requirements. However, there is also an educational requirement, and they must have 1 year from a higher institution accredited by the U.S. Department of Education. If the candidate does not have 1 year, they can meet that service and education requirement by having 6 years of service time. Moving on to page four are the sergeant testing competencies. These are the same competencies that we have used for quite some time. We believe they've done a good job of determining and helping us to determine successful candidates. So those are communication skills, problem solving and decision making, coaching and motivation, interpersonal skills, integrity, leadership, and knowledge. And I do want to emphasize that it's important that the candidates know those, understand those competencies, and are familiar with those for the testing process. Moving on to page five is the scope and content of the examination. The candidates will be required to have an overall score of 70% to be placed on the hiring register. And they will achieve that score by two phases. So first there'll be a phase one, which is a written policy test. The test consists of 100 policy questions from the sheriff's office manual and the jail policy manual. Both of those are online on the SharePoint site, and what is there is what will be used. There won't be any updates between now and then. They must score 70% on that phase on the written policy test to move forward to phase two. However, their seniority points will also be added to their score. So if they score a 65 and then they have 5 seniority points, that would be the 70 and they would be able to move on. However, for purposes of the calculation, that 5% will be backed out and that will be an independent scoring factor, and we'll go over that a little bit later on. Also, so phase two, for those who qualify, there'll be an oral interview which will consist of behavioral and situational questions. This will evaluate the candidate's essential knowledge, skills, and abilities as outlined in the competencies above. So again, important to know those competencies. A situational scenario is designed to determine the applicant's ability to lead, multitask, prioritize, problem solve, and handle stress under pressure as a sergeant within the sheriff's office. And again, when they come and test, they'll be given a lot more, information on what those situations are, what they need to do, but we don't like to give that ahead of time so that, someone doesn't have an unfair advantage, kind of thinking on their feet and responding at the time of the testing. So moving on to page six, our evaluation board will be Lieutenant Kevin Schweiger from our Corrections Bureau. He is a crossover from the advisory board. We like to have that so that if there's questions by the evaluation board on the advisory board's intent, that person is able to answer those questions. Then we have Sergeant Jeff Cottle with our Corrections Bureau. Do we have a question?
Hey, if you're watching this, can you please make sure your mic is muted?
Okay. Then we have Sergeant Corey Hansen with our Corrections Bureau, and then our outside evaluator will be Sergeant Terry Hansen from the Utah County Sheriff's Office. The testing schedule, the promotional test application period will open February 2nd. It will close February 15th. As I stated, the written policy test will be February 25th at 5 o'clock. And again, more details will be provided. Oral interview and administrative situational scenario will be March 16th through the 20th and March 23rd through the 27th. And candidates will be notified of exact times, locations, all of that as they move through the process. Generally, we have not had to change the dates, but it is important that they watch for any notices of potential date changes if that's required. As far as the examination weights, the written policy test will be 20%, the oral interview 35%, the situational scenario 40%, and the seniority 5%. And that will total 100%. So again, to kind of go over the policy test and the seniority, if they scored 65 and then they had 5 more to get the passing score of 70, down here, their score for the written policy test would be 65, and then 5% would be the seniority. So they're not getting the seniority twice. And with that, commissioners, I present to you the Correctional Sergeant Promotional Examination Plan for your approval.
Okay, commissioners, any follow-up questions, clarifications?
I don't have any.
I just have, and maybe it was the way that it was written, or I'm just getting it confused. I just, understanding on page 5, written policy test, that we're putting a cutoff of 70% for phase one. And I know that then it goes down to the third line down. It says the passing grade will be determined based on the number of candidates that apply and take the written test. So now that opens up maybe a variable. So we may adjust that number.
So that, you know, has been the language, and we've included it just in case. I will tell you, in 10 years, I don't think we've ever adjusted it based upon, you know, the number of candidates. I don't anticipate we will this time, but it is an option that is allowed by the, you know, evaluation board if they saw a need for that. And that would be, I guess, if there were so many candidates that passed that it was difficult in a reasonable amount of time to, you know, test everyone, you could raise that score. I don't see a need that we'll be doing that.
And Karita, the only reason I ask that is, obviously with the one side where we got way too many, so we're gonna bump it up. On the other side, I worry, and I know we've done it on some tests within the sheriff's office, at some point where we said the 70 is now at the end, so that we at least don't cut out candidates from a limited pool. And I guess I would say, do you anticipate getting more than, for instance, 20 candidates testing?
So in our Corrections Bureau, okay, I would say definitely. Now, okay, Commissioner Bertram, you did make this suggestion for our LEB, and that was one where we did need to make sure that we had an adequate pool, and we removed that for our LEB Sergeant Promotional Exam. This one, we have over 500 correctional deputies.
Oh, so, when the lieutenant shook his head, it's more than 20. I know that in the past, we've had some times where it's been limited. Then I will withdraw. That's a good decision. And I'm glad. And I would use it because of the lower number, so you've at least got a very viable list that is robust enough for the sheriff to pick by the rule of three and go through over 2 years. In that case, I have no issues.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any clarifying questions other than just remark. We're just starting the year, and we're already talking about March dates, and so it's hard to
I know.
That we're already going to be there at some point. Okay, well, with that, I'd like to open up the public comment. Again, this is a time for anybody in the audience or online to ask any additional clarifying questions, an opportunity to express support for or concern about this exam plan as it's been presented. Again, I'll remind you, if you would please speak your name, so we can address that properly in the minutes for today's meeting. So with that, the time, the floor is open. Sheriff.
I'll go with nobody up there. So, because I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I just want to say Sheriff Rosie Rivera, Salt Lake County Sheriff, I'm in support of this exam plan. I think it will be fair and we can pick a good group of individuals who will make good sergeants off of this plan. So I'm in support of it.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah. Matt Dumont, Chief Deputy of the Corrections Bureau, and I just wanted to thank the about the development and soon-to-be evaluation board for the hard work that went into this. Looks like a very well-thought-out, well-organized test plan. So,
okay.
Very good excited to see the results.
Anyone else? Don't be shy.
You can also put a comment in the chat if someone would prefer that.
Karina, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Undersheriff, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. In addition to what the sheriff and Chief Dumont has said, and I also want to thank all of you, the Merit Commission Board. Thank you as well for all your support, and I also support this plan as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Do we have any comments online? Anybody? Okay. All right, well, we don't need to draw this out any longer than we need to get this done. We'll close the public comment then and bring it back to the commission. We'll entertain a motion if somebody would like to move on that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the 2026 Correctional Sergeant Promotionary Exam Plan.
I second that.
Okay, it's been first and seconded to approve the Corrections Sergeant Promotional Exam Plan as it's been presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, you have a plan.
Thank you. As stated, we appreciate your support.
Well, thank you for always making it easy for us. Sometimes we do have questions and sometimes there are things to work through and iron out, but you all have been doing this a good amount of time and have a good amount of experience, and so we appreciate the consistency. And again, not to say you're just doing the same thing all the time, but you know, giving it thought each and every time to make sure that it's a good and fair process for everybody. So thank you for your work.
I'll just add, this sounds like a competitive test this time. I know in years past that we've had times when we didn't have a big pool. I will tell you, I'm extremely happy that there's a big pool that is going to get to compete against each other and allow the sheriff a good list. So I'm excited to hear that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that is the only item on the agenda today. So that's all we can do today until the next time you need us to come back and address another issue. It's always good to see you all, Sheriff and others. With that, I'll motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
First and seconded. Commissioner Stenbrook, are you good with that?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you.
Oh, I know that.
She sold you out, right?
Are you retired today?
No, February 1st.
Oh, okay.
But last day of work was today.
Oh,
I'm not showing up tomorrow.
I'm on leave.
We're all off
till the 30th.
You've ever been served?